The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Well, this week on the KJS Show, we are thrilled to welcome a phenomenal saxophonist, composer, and band leader whose sound resonates, in fact, across continents. Carl Martin Almquist is known for his soulful tone, inventive improvisation, and deep collaborative spirit, and has carved out a global presence in jazz music. He's coming to South Africa as part of the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz Festival 2025, performing with his powerhouse ensemble, the Ababemu Quartet, a group rooted in trust, brotherhood, and a bold vision of unity through music. Carl, it's an absolute pleasure to have you join us. Welcome to the KJazz Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Let's go back, you know, to the year 2014. Yes. It's the year 2014 and you have an email in your inbox. What convinced you, you know, to say yes to a pianist of whom you've never met? And how did that leap of faith, I guess, you know, change or shape your journey?
Well, that's a very good question. And I got this message. It was actually on Messenger, Facebook, from this South African piano player that I didn't know. But I thought that I had met him because I had been in South Africa a few times before playing. And I met so many wonderful people and musicians. And I thought, I probably met this guy, but I can't remember his name, or, you know, I couldn't connect the name to a face. And I was, you know, thinking about it for 2 seconds. And then I felt, of course, I want to go and do this. So a lot of logistic problems, but finally everything was solved. And we met in, I think it was in April 2014 in Johannesburg to do the recording. And I remember that I flew in the same morning as we started the recording. So we recorded for a couple of days and it was just wonderful. And I felt so good that I met that, you know, Nduduzi reached out to me. And of course, I also wondered, because I asked him when we met, that, you know, like, we haven't met before, haven't we? And he said, no, we haven't met before. I was sitting checking YouTube, and YouTube suggested, as YouTube do, suggest other videos that you might like. And he heard me in one of those videos, and you know, felt like this sound. I want to play with this guy, which, you know, it's very flattering. And he had no idea who I was or where I, you know, where I lived or anything. And then I think he asked some of, you know, some friend, or told them about me, that he had heard this. And they said, oh, that's Carl. You should, you know, reach out to him, and blah, blah. And that's how it all happened.
Incredible.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And when you finally met Nduduzo, Carl, you know, in Joburg for the recording of Listening to the Ground, what was the one thing that struck you the most about that encounter?
I don't know. Maybe I just immediately loved playing with Nduduzo and his energy, that he's always so committed to the music and so sincere and so spiritual. It sort of hit like everything for me that I love about music. And I'm so happy that this happened, because it's very, very few, if I don't know anybody else almost, that I've played with that I feel so connected with, actually, as Nduduzo. I love making music with him. And of course also Ayanda and Magna, so who's in the band.
You know, the project had a profound impact, you know, Carl, on a younger generation of South African musicians. Why do you think it resonated so deeply?
That's a good question. I think there is something very spiritual about that album. It's very sincere and heartfelt, and I think the music, what do you say, it's just pure music. I think it's not pretending to be something. It's just very honest. And I think that might be something that people recognize when they hear it.
Sunday. You are in the company of Carl Martin Almqvist, who joins us for our Africa from Sweden this Sunday. And we're talking to him about his upcoming performance at the Joy of Jazz 2025. And since we have him here, you know, we're also reflecting on his journey with the jazz, including, of course, listening to music from his project alongside the ensemble, you know, the Travelers. He calls them the Ababem Quartet is the project. Carl, you know, fast forward to today. Tell us about the birth of the Ababem Quartet and what it represents for you, you know, beyond the music.
You know, ever since we did that recording in 2014 for Under Duzo's album, I've had a strong wish that I could bring like the core quartet of the from the listening to the ground to this part of the world. And I'm not the best organizer in the world, but finally I actually managed to make it happen. So in 2022 we played in a festival in south of Sweden, in the Ystad International Jazz Festival. And at that time, of course, there was a lot of planning, and it was also postponed several times due to the pandemic, but we had sort of agreed on, or it sort of just came out like it, now it was my band. This thing was my band. It was not something, well, of course, it had its roots in this 2014 recording and also playing afterwards, but this is something new. So I had written like completely new music for the project. And when it happened, as I remember it, everybody arrived in Ystad. I think it was a Friday. We did some rehearsing, because, you know, on the old new stuff. The day after, we played the first concert. And the day after that, we went to the studio and recorded for 2 days. But basically, we were already down the first day. So all of this happened in just a few days when we finally met. And I think that the Ababem Quartet for me is really about, as you said before, earlier, it's about brotherhood and trust, and about making music over, you know, the boundaries of different parts of the world and all that. And it's, I think it's absolutely amazing that we can have such a strong both friendship and musicianship that works so well, even if we are from, you know, completely different places in the world. Yeah. So it's a beautiful thing in many ways.
Absolutely. You've described the quartet as playing against the history of coloniality. Let's unpack that for a moment. How do you translate such a powerful concept into sound?
I think it's, it's a hard question for me, but I think it's just about being honest and trust each other. And, you know, we are just meeting up and making music, and we want to spread good, you know, something that's very positive in this, well, in this time when there's so much stuff happening in the world that is not positive. I think this is a true, I think it's a very powerful thing, actually, to meet up and play music and spread the, you know, try to impact the world with some beauty.
And I also wanted to, you know, tap into, you know, I mean, you having performed extensively in South Africa, Carl, what keeps you coming back to the scene? You know, that's interesting.
You know, there's I love being in South Africa. It's I met so many wonderful people and seen so much beauty, but also, of course, a lot of contrast. But I think it's, for me, I've told, you know, people close to me and you know, just friends talking about South Africa, I don't think I've ever been to a country. Like, every time I go there, I feel a bit changed afterwards. That it's a very emotional thing for me to come to South Africa. And now I haven't been there. I haven't. I think I can't remember last time, maybe 2017 or 18 or something. So I'm it's quite some time ago, and I really, really want to go. I'm longing to come back, and it feels so good to perform with the Ababem Quartet.
We are still in conversation with Colin Martin Umquist for today's edition of the show, and he joins us as we get ready for Johannesburg's favorite jazz festival. That's the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz, and of course happens this year from the 26th through to the 28th September. And as we build up the anticipation to the festival, you and I will be spending time with some of the headliners here on the show. And to book yourself a seat, of course, simply head to joyofjazz.co.za and follow the links, of course, which will bring you closer to an incredible 3 days of the best in jazz served by the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz. Now, Carl, as you get ready for this incredible festival, what can audiences expect from your set? And what do you hope that they take away?
Oh, that's a hard question, but I think they will experience a very honest and hopefully spiritual set of music. Yeah, basically.
Well, we look forward to all of it.
Me too.
We look forward to all of it. And of course, you bringing the bandstand alive at the Joy of Jazz Festival, of course. And once again, Carl, thank you so much for, you know, joining us this Sunday, you know, as we build up to the incredible September that we look forward to, which is the Joy of Jazz. Of course, we celebrate, you know, the musicians that are going to be on stage, putting us on the map once again as the city of choice, you know, to be and festival at. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to come again. I'm really, really looking forward to this.
And of course, he is a saxophonist, composer, and band leader, Carl Martin Umquist. Of course, he was on the KJS show.